everybody. Welcome back to Afros and Convos.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Excuse me. As always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Convos on IG. Email us at afrosandconvos@gmail.com. Check out the website at afrosandconvos.com. Just a little note, Kika is not with us on this Trending Convos segment. She is, dealing with, a family issue. So that's where she is. But how's everybody else doing? How's everybody doing?
I'm doing good, girl. How you doing, Trey?
I'm fine.
How you doing, Cookie?
You know, I'm scratching and surviving,
Scratching and surviving.
No, what was that? Is that not the, Jeff? Good times. Scratching and surviving. Mm-hmm. Good times. All right. So, like I said, we are at the Trending Combos episode for the week. Who would like to go first?
Guess I'll go. Okay, y'all. This is random, but I found it interesting, so I'm going to share it. So, not the Trumps. They were over, what's the boy name? Trump's, Jared Kushner and his, I don't remember which daughter married to him.
Ivanka.
But okay. So, you know, they have a Secret Service detail because, you know, their father is the president. Y'all, why the Secret Service detail could not use the bathroom in their house? So, like, they wouldn't let them use the bathroom. So, they would go to, like, Barack Obama house. They would go to, like, President Pence house. Like, everybody who lives in that neighborhood. And they even resorted to using the porta potty because they refused to let the Secret Service use their bathroom. So eventually, the Secret Service had to get a $3,000 a month toilet that we as U.S. taxpayers are paying for.
Where? Outside?
I think they built a little situation up.
They made me think about the Elf when they was building them.
What I thought of. I was just like, did they have colored people in this Secret Service detail? Is that why they ain't want to let them use their bathroom? Not only are they worried about death threats to your life, they can't use your bathroom?
I'm like, these are the people that are supposed to be protecting you. I would think you would want to keep them happy.
Happy, right. But if I got to use the bat, and I'm supposed to jump in front of a bullet for you?
Exactly. Bend down tie their shoe when the bullet coming. Shoot.
And so they had to go and run down to Obama. Hey, can I use your bathroom? Isn't that foolish?
That's I wonder crazy. If that's true.
I don't know if this is Washington Post posted it. So I don't know if that's true or not. But I saw that and was like, first off, we should not be paying $3,000 a month for them to use your toilet. You got 13 bathrooms in there. Let them use one. But that's very strange. But I wanted to share it because why can't they use the bathroom? What else do I have here? Oh, did y'all see Bill Belichick refused his medal?
Yeah.
I was like,
Medal of Freedom.
Medal of Freedom. Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel about that? Were y'all shocked or no?
I'm surprised that he did.
Yeah, I'm shocked that he did. I mean, obviously, I think it's because of the riots. But if it weren't for that, he absolutely would have taken it with pride.
Yeah, I agree. That shocked me. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. But also, lawmakers are proposing a gold medal for Eugene Goodman, who was the Capitol officer who led the rioters into the Capitol. We gonna give him a gold medal?
No, he was the officer that led them away from the city.
Oh, led away. I read that wrong. I was like, why are we getting him a medal?
Yeah, why I think they were already inside. He diverted them and sent them, like told them to go a different way to divert them from.
He pushed one of them to make them chase after him, and he led them away from the Senate because the Senate wasn't secure yet.
Got you. I was so confused by that. You guys cleared that up for me. And my last news is Trump is impeached again. Do you guys think he'll be convicted this time or no?
I mean,
we got riots and stuff.
I don't know. I'm honestly over it. I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's obviously a better chance, but
yeah,
I'm not gonna hold my breath. I'll just say that.
And that's how I feel.
Yeah,
man, that's all I got though.
Well, since we're going down that line, so we're learning more details about, you know, the planning and scope of the insurrection, including that there is possible help from Capitol Police, members of the military, members of Congress themselves, you know, that the mob also had plans to capture and assassinate elected officials, you know, all this stuff. You know, and in addition to all of that, you know, the president's been banned from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat, Spotify, FaceTime, probably. Like, iMessage, he banned from everything. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that in 6 months, so since June or July, one of the J months, since June or July 2019, the Justice Department restarted the federal death penalty because it had been stayed for decades. Like, I mean, it's been decades. But in 6 months since they restarted it, the federal government has executed 13 people.
Oh, wow. Really?
13 people. Yep.
So these are people who they've had a stay of execution for like decades and then...
I don't know if you would technically call it a stay. The federal government just hadn't been doing executions for decades. So they hadn't like gone through the federal or the, you know, the court system to get a stay of execution. The federal government just wasn't executing people. But yeah, since they restarted it in mid-2019, 13 people have been killed.
Wow.
Yep. And it was a pledge that, you know, Trump pledged to execute 13 people. The 13th actually happened this morning.
What?
Saturday, January 16th, this morning. Dustin John Higgs was put to death early Saturday morning. And he was the 13th of the 13th that Trump promised. So,
wait, why did he promise to kill people? Wait, what?
You know, it's just these people have been sitting on death row. They committed these heinous crimes, I guess. And he said, you know, we gonna do it to give the victims justice and yada, yada, yada. Who knows? Included in that 13. Yes, he was. Included in that 13 was the first woman to be executed since 1953.
They yeah. killed a woman?
They like killed a woman.
Federally?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, all of these numbers first since whatever. All of these are federal executions. So states, yes, have been killing people, you know, unabashedly. But yes. So I thought that was crazy. Like, not only he's made history in so many ways. Like, you know, in 6 months they have like tripled the number of people that the federal government has killed in like decades. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy. So yeah, wanted to kind of draw attention to that. Something that is kind of, you know, probably not as, you know, in the forefront of people's minds, but it has been going on for 6 months. So that's wow. crazy. One thing I want to talk about. So, Bachelor Matt is tired of y'all. And you know why he tired of y'all?
Y'all was
corruption. He tired of y'all assuming he gonna end up with a white girl. Which all but confirmed for me that he gonna end up with a white girl.
I read that and I was just like, oh, okay, but you are gonna end up with a white
girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. All but confirmed it for me. Yeah. Are y'all watching? I know, Camille, you said you...
I tried. I don't think I can do it.
I've seen the preview, and I really don't want to. I mean, like, I feel like I should because he's black, so I don't want his number. But so I'll probably watch it. I need it to be a couple episodes out there, though, before I start.
Mm-hmm.
And I can watch it through, but or at least play them. I ain't gotta watch it. I'll let it play. You don't
viewership. I might go back in at the end.
I just think I think I realized in general, I think I enjoyed The Bachelorette better than The Bachelor.
Really?
It's just something about 30 women just fighting over a man that just, I just don't want to watch.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Makes sense.
Yep. Yep. And it's interesting. The drama has actually kind of started pretty early for this season. You already got your villain out there, and it's been two episodes. So the villain has already emerged. And I will say, interestingly enough, like I said last week, I think, we talked about The Bachelor last week. Like I said last week, I am not satisfied with him as The Bachelor. Like, I just feel like if you wanted a Black Bachelor, there were so many other options to pick.
Eric Bigger. I mean,
yeah, that's who I called out last. Yes, absolutely. Unless Eric said no, like, I don't feel like there's any reason why he shouldn't have been The Bachelor. And I'll say that, like, the conversations that Matt has been having with these women are boring. Like, they're so boring and seemingly more fake than normal. Like, maybe it's because I'm just like, he Black, so I'm like actually intentionally watching it a little bit harder, and I'm maybe judging him a little bit harsher. But like, I watch these shows. Like, I watch The Bachelor, I watch The Bachelorette. And to me, these conversations seem way more forced, seem way like, I'm bored. I'm bored. But I'm gonna keep watching it because I like it. And and I like the drama, you know. So I'm gonna keep watching. But yeah, I don't know about this season. I don't know. But we all know you're going to with white girl. It's fine.
He is. Honestly, if you didn't end up with a white girl, I would be shocked.
Totally shocked.
I absolutely would be shocked too, and I would be like, they probably ain't gonna last. Because I honestly, like, I can't see him legitimately without the Bachelor putting Black girls in front of him, like intentionally going out seeking Black women. Like, I just can't. He doesn't come across that way.
Yeah.
Question, because you watched Rachel's Bachelorette, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, the first Black Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that way about her? Did you feel like, no. Oh, I know she's a white dude? Nope. I agree. I didn't feel that way about her either.
Nope. I did not. And especially remember when she kicked old boy out for him being Black and him saying he never dated a Black woman before? As soon as he told her that, she was like, I'm sorry, I don't understand the concept of, I grew up around predominantly white people too, and I only dated Black men. And so she was like, yeah, you gotta go. Which is another reason why I like Eric, because them white boys was like, I mean, I've never dated a Black woman either. And he's like, but he's Black. Like, you cannot relate. This is different. I ain't interested, but I am interested. But
at the same time. Now, if we get to the end and a majority of them Black and it's like one white girl,
ain't gonna happen.
I know, I'm just saying. Now, if that happened, let me know.
You gonna watch all the way through?
He might still pick that one white girl, but you know, I would have a little more time.
I was having this conversation with my sister, who, as you all know, has produced like a television show before. And we were talking about, like, how much of it do you think is real? I was saying, I think that, like, if they're narrowing it down to 10, production is probably like, you have to pick these four people and then the other six people you can choose for yourself.
Like, I think, like, the number is probably flipped, honestly.
Like, you can pick four, they pick six?
Yeah. If not half and half, like, I feel like production at least has a hand in half of them.
Yeah. Until what point, like?
Until probably final three, because they would have orchestrated him, like, if we have 10 and we orchestrated five, you know, it's a 50-50 shot that the majority of people who we think are going to be good for TV are going to end up further along to keep being good for TV. Because these boring girls that I'm picking out, they're going to be gone. They're boring.
And you can already tell who they're going to get rid of, because they hardly ever have any interviews. They don't provide any commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, it was Dang, why I can't remember that girl's name? She was just on there. The black girl.
Rachel? No. Oh, Tayshia.
Tayshia, that's it. It was this one dude. I watched her season. Literally every time he would pop up, I'd be like, who is that? Did y'all watch her season?
I watched her season.
Apparently, he was one of the new guys that was added after when she first showed up. But he had like dark hair. Even now, I can't remember the guy's name. He had dark hair. Because I know the new guy that showed up that everybody kept talking about was a guy with a mustache. There was another guy who had dark hair. He was a white guy. He was good looking, I guess, for a white guy. Literally, that's all I can tell you about him. Every time he would pop up, I'd be like, who is that? And literally, I think I asked Kika, I was like, who is that guy? And she was just like, oh, he was one of the new people that was added. And I was like, oh, okay.
And yeah. Like,
you never do an interview. They never use your commentary to narrate the show.
Yep. And same with the one who's the villain on Matt's season. Like, their conversations are dry too. She is very much like she's like a mean girl. Like, you know, Mean Girls, the movie, she like one of them. And even like she's kissed him twice and he looked kind of repulsed by the kisses. And
that's not good.
Obviously, she's still going to make it. So, like, she's only going to make it because she's good TV. Like, she entertaining me. So, yeah, I mean, that's what production definitely has a hand in, I would say, about half until final three. Maybe hometowns. So, final four. But they, Well, that's all I got.
Oh, okay. Well, where do I want to start? I'll start here. So, there's a new couple out that's come out that everyone is talking about. And I want to get you all opinions, know how you feel. I'm talking about none other than Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey.
I knew it.
Thoughts?
You know, I feel like this is a stunt on both ends, more so on Michael's end than on Lori's end, because like Lori, first of all, y'all remember when Michael was getting in all that trouble for, like, it was parties he was throwing with no black women there, and then he had to get on there and be like, I like all women, blah 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 blah. And then it was something else that happened that it's like, oh, you really don't like you really only like white girls. You don't like black women. And I feel like Lori kind of, you know, she is a, I don't know if, you know, she in rap songs and stuff. Folks talking about they want Lori Harvey for their birthdays and stuff. I think she adds a little clout, you know.
Clout? If you want to show that, yeah, I am here for black women, you ain't gonna go for no doggone Lori Harvey.
No, I don't think he's. I don't think it's well thought out. But I do think, and I also don't think long term he wants to be with a black woman. Like, I just don't. And so I think he's trying to have a good time with a black woman.
I mean, no, I would think that.
That's what I think.
If the motivating factor was, yes, I need to publicly put forth that I have interest in black women, I mean, I wouldn't think he would pick Lori Harvey. I mean, no shade to her. She's a beautiful woman, but she is absolutely like the quintessential, quote unquote, acceptable black woman look. You know what I mean? Like, I would, let me think of somebody.
You saying somebody who's not not classically light beautiful,
hair,
like,
hair,
yeah, that's
like,
what I meant.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like, so you said he should have got with Lupita? That's what you're saying?
Yes, yes. I mean, Lupita wouldn't have been going, but
absolutely not.
Like, yes, a Lupita or a, even if I mean a ducky thigh, I mean, or a somebody that's not like Lori Harvey.
But I mean, I do think that that is what he's going for. I think that Lori Harvey still offers the aesthetics of, like you said, she light skinned, she long hair, blah, 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 of the white woman that he actually do like, but she black. So.
And so what is she gaining from this?
Oh, she's just having a good time. That's it. She's young. She only there for a short time, you know, a good time. Not a long time, you know.
Did y'all see that meme with her after they posted? It was act like a man. No, think like a man and act like a nigga too. And it was her cover by Lori Harvey. You know what I'm saying? That blessed me. I said the internet wins every time. But I saw that and I was like, what? Huh? I said, I don't know what they're doing.
Well, Dre, what's your thoughts on it?
I mean, I don't think it's a publicity stunt. I mean, for her, I don't think that it's probably any different than any other relationship that she's been in. I mean, because she was engaged before, right? To like a soccer player?
Yeah.
And so I think after that, she was just like, F this, I'm just trying to have fun. So she's just I'm having fun with you next month. Like, and I just don't think the situation is any different than that. Mm-hmm. I don't really have any thoughts on his part other than, I mean, she's a beautiful woman and he here for a good time. But I mean, like, but people out here, like, real live heartbroken over this or like real live, like.
Oh, I saw that.
Absolutely.
Oh, his behalf?
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Yeah. Girl, you know everybody what else the mic will be doing.
Yeah. But I'm just like, give it a few months. He'll be back on the market. It's fine.
And all these people that Harper, yeah, he doesn't know you. Mm-hmm. Nor want you, probably. Mm-mm.
Okay, so the other thing that I want to talk about is Clubhouse. Mm. This new social media platform. So have you all tried it? Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Neither one of y'all have tried it?
You know we haven't. You haven't you?
I have. I mean, not really. I wish Kika was here. She's actually used it more. But I mean, so far I don't really enjoy it, but I haven't really gotten in depth into it. So it's, I don't want to describe it in a way that makes it seem boring off top, because then that will sway your opinion. But so trying to be as objective as I can. So the basis of the platform is creating a space for conversations to be had. Mm-hmm. So basically there are different rooms and you can go into these rooms and talk to different people. You can't see each other. It's not a video type thing, but you just have open conversations. And as a non-celebrity, it's potentially enticing because you may be in a room with celebrities. You are open to like have conversations, or people who do investing or people who are well-versed in certain areas, and you have access to these people in a way that you wouldn't normally on any other site.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I read this article recently that was talking about speed dating on Clubhouse, and I was just like, wow. I mean, I don't know exactly how it works. I have not gone speed dating on Clubhouse, but that's interesting. I mean,
so are these just like individual rooms that, like, how would speed dating work on there?
I don't know like on a Zoom call that you can branch off into a private room,
right?
I don't know if you can do that on Clubhouse. I don't know. Again, I've never gone speed dating. Anytime I've been in a room, there were multiple people. Everybody could hear what everybody was saying. It was not at all private, so I don't really know. But I have heard someone describe to me, it wasn't speed dating so much as it was a room. It wasn't dedicated to this, but it was just like young Black Christian people. Mm-hmm. And the conversation came up of like, shoot your shot. And so you could like raise your hand if you want to shoot your shot, and they would like unmute you. And then you'd be like, hey, I want to shoot my shot at such and such, someone else that you see in the room. All you have to go on is anything they've said before or like their profile picture or whatever, but like, yeah, I want to shoot my shot at such and such. And then y'all may talk a little bit or whatever. And then
in front of everybody.
Yeah. Like you gotta be bold. Like you gotta be willing to put it, like you for real shooting your shot. Cause like everybody can hear you.
Oh my God.
Well, I can't see you.
Speed dating is like,
woo.
But I would think that shooting, I mean, that speed dating, I would hope would be a bit more intimate than just shooting your shot at somebody. You know, speed dating, I think you actually ask them questions, get it to know each other.
Yeah, get it to, oh, yeah. I don't know about that life.
Yeah, I ain't got that. That don't sound fun at all. You can shoot your shot on, at least you know what they look like on Instagram or Facebook. You just, they I name. Mean,
but also, there's a certain level of you have to respond to me. On Instagram, you shoot your shot, you slide to somebody DMs, they can ignore you. You never hear back from them ever in your life. But if I'm in this room and I call you out and I say, Camille, I want to shoot my shot at Camille. You know, I heard what you had to say yesterday about your interpretation of Leviticus, and I was really thinking it. Your profile picture real cute, and you know, I'm really interested in getting to know you. What, you just gonna leave the room?
Yeah, you can be like, nah, I'm good.
I mean, it is like, no, I'm good, but at least I got a response.
Oh, true.
You never respond to me. I never hear back from you ever. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the circumstances would have to be for me to be willing to shoot my shot in a
That's
bold.
It is, you know, and I like boldness. I can't say I'd be mad if somebody shot if it's not, then that's like super embarrassing to have to like shut somebody down.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you know, as Clubhouse grows, I'm sure we'll see more of this. I'm sure we'll see some other things we hadn't thought of yet.
You got one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have one more, but you want me to go ahead?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there are reports that allegedly Trump is instructing his staff not to pay Rudy Giuliani.
I saw that too.
Yeah, because he was impeached. And so I guess he felt like Rudy Giuliani didn't represent him well enough as his personal attorney.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I'm not satisfied with what I received, so I'm not going to pay you. I'm like, pretty sure that's not how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's probably just going to get sued by Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani, it's under talks that he's about to be disbarred, too.
Oh, really?
Yep. They done opened up an investigation into him for his role in insurrection as well, so he might be disbarred. But I mean,
but even if he got disbarred, like, he was still,
yeah, for services rendered, I'm sure he would have a claim.
Yeah. And I would think it would be pretty sizable as well, so
very much so.
Yeah, pretty sure he's been quite busy.
But I mean, that's right along. I mean, I don't know why Giuliani expected anything less. So, you know, yeah. He doesn't pay people. So, you know, it's been known. But, yep.
Yeah, you can't just be like, well, I didn't like that, so I'm not going to pay you. That's kind of not how life works.
Not at all.
Okay, so the only other thing I had was kind of an update on a story that we've talked about multiple times before about Deion Sanders at Jackson State University. So apparently he has assembled the best recruiting class allegedly in HBCU history. He has the highest ranked recruit to sign on to an HBCU football program. He signed number one JUCO prospect. He's in the it's Jackson State's class is in the top 40 on a per player basis in the country.
Oh, wow.
I'm just interested to see. I mean, I'm just, you know, I feel kind of disloyal.
Yeah.
A little bit, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm sure I'm thinking, I'm like, is Verona going to be gone by Southern Heritage?
Shoot, I ain't mad at it. Listen, That's some work. That's some work. Yeah. You don't put in some work.
But and even like I follow him now, and he was posting recently that before following him, I had no idea how much stuff this man does. Mm-hmm. How much stuff he does give back to the community. Like, he posts one day, like, I'm looking for someone in the Jackson State area, some boys that are wanting to start a lawn care business or this kind of business. Hit me up. I'll buy you the lawnmower and all the stuff you need to start. Like, I'm just looking to invest in somebody today. It's like, mm-hmm. what? Like, he got the team a sponsorship by some Cadillac dealership, so they got like a whole new fleet of vehicles and all this stuff. It's like, it just pays to be connected and to have a heart to give back, and it's incredible what a difference that can make. And so I'm excited about the upcoming year. I again feel low-key guilty for rooting for Jackson State, but also with everything in me, I hope that it lives up to the hype. Because there is nothing worse than a bunch of hype, and then when it actually comes down to it, it falls flat. So,
yeah,
I'm rooting for Deion Sanders.
But even if it don't, if it, I'm gonna give him a few years. Because I mean, you know, it's gonna take a while for. Well, it might not take a while, but I can see it taking a while for him to get it up off the ground, running, and all that stuff when you just signed on. But yeah, I agree. I don't want it to be like Deion came, he done got the top recruits in the country, and we in the top 40 in the nation, and da 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 da. And then it's be like, but we beat y'all. TSU beat y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like you said, I feel disloyal too, but I also would like him to win. So
I agree. Because, yeah. and I agree, I think it takes a couple of years. Like, most football programs, when they transition to a new coach, it takes a couple of years to find a groove, mm-hmm. and to implement, like, this new coaching style, all of these things. But also, I don't think people are going to be willing to give him a couple
years. I agree. Yeah,
absolutely like, not.
I mean, not that his contract would be terminated, but just that people would lose interest. And then for top recruits to turn down prominent universities and choose to go to Jackson State, like, this is a potential shift in this arena. And if it falls flat, other recruits that come behind them are probably not going to be as willing to make those same choices. So,
yeah,
I just think there's a lot weighing on this, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope it goes well.
Yeah, same.
Me too. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I got.
All right. Anything else? Any final thoughts? All right.
Be safe on Inauguration Day. Coming up in a few days.
Yeah. I'm going to be in my house. I'm going to be safe and sound.
Uh-huh.
In my house. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.